Pastor Della's mic. Osafo, a very good morning to you once again.
Good morning to you too.
Right. So it's been a while. How's mission field?
By the grace of God, it's been great.
We thank God. We bless the Lord. I believe strongly that the Lord has laid a word on your heart for us. This very morning, and we are very ready to hear what God has placed in your spirit for us. And so, man of God, please carry us along, sir.
Thank you so much, Pastor Tho. Always a blessing. I follow you a lot on Facebook, and I must say you're doing so well.
Humbled.
God richly bless you so much for what you do for us.
We're humbled, sir.
You said something that really touched me. You said sometimes you come here with all the burdens and you lay aside all your personal problems and say, go ahead and encourage us. And I want to join the millions of your followers and viewers, listeners this morning to say, God richly bless you.
Amen.
God richly bless you for what you do.
Amen.
You know, waking up, coming here, it's not easy.
It's a sacrifice.
It's not easy at all.
It's a sacrifice.
You know, today I woke up like, God, I need another 1 hour. So I have to come here. And you are doing it almost every day.
Yeah.
And God richly bless you. Today, amen. I have a word for all of us, including myself. And this word is a word God has laid in my heart for a people who are going through so many things. And it seems not to have solution for them. Let's share a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this atmosphere created already. We release our faith to flow in the realms of the word that is about to be said. We pray that do for us what we can do for ourselves. Bridle our thought pattern. Let our words sync with what the Spirit wants to say. In the name of Jesus, and we pray that anybody that will listen to us, let them be blessed. Let them be transformed. Let the word of God change their lives this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Go with me, if you can, to Isaiah chapter 55, the verse 10. It's a very popular scripture, but today I want to bring something very unique out of that. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, returneth not hither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I want to concentrate on the last phrase, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Today I want to talk about the breaking the protocols of time and seasons. You see, a lot has been said about time and seasons and how God is a God of time and processes. And we all understand how God works, where he sets certain things in motion and expects that motion to produce certain results. For instance, you have to plant a seed to get a harvest, you know, and that's the course of life. That's the natural laws. But sometimes he suspends the rules. He goes beyond laws and establish and veto his will.
Exactly.
And today I want you to understand some basic things about God. God is a dynamic God. The spiritual life is not a static life. In other words, you can't put God in a fix and say, okay, this is how God looks like. All right? And so this is how he's going to reflect on the other side. No, you will miss it, because God is dynamic. It keeps changing. Though he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, his ways are not the same.
That's true.
Know, in one dispensation, he may be different. He said, I've revealed myself to your fathers as so-so-and-so God. But for you, I'm revealing to you, I'm revealing myself to you as Jehovah Yahweh. You understand? So when it comes to the dealings with God, you can't put him in a fix.
Mm.
And that is what the church universal is struggling with today. Because they want God to appear the same way they saw it so many years ago. But today, I want to bring an aspect of God that is a bit unusual. From this submission, we saw two principles here. That he may give seed to the sower.
Mm.
And bread
to the eater.
And these are two different things. Seed talks about something that you must do to get a result.
Mm.
And bread has to do with something that is already finished.
Mm-hmm.
So will I say bread has to do with the finished products
mm-hmm.
of God's dealings.
Mm-hmm.
And seed has to do with the processes of God's dealings.
Mm.
And you see, most of us are inclined to the processes.
Mm.
You know, you must start with stage one to go to stage two, to go to stage four, and I'm like three, four, five, before you get to 10.
Mm.
But sometimes it takes you from one and straight to 10.
Yeah.
You see? And that is what a lot of people don't really, you know, understand, or what they are struggling to understand. So if God wants to do something quick in their life,
mm.
they still cannot incline and yield to that dealing.
Mm.
And you see, today I am telling somebody, we have barely 5 months to go.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us, what we need now is not a seed. We need the bread.
True.
We need the end product of what God has already done. You see, he's a God of process. He's the God of seasons and times. But he's also a God of instant manifestations.
That's true.
There's a time that he will tell you, my daughter, you can't go through the processes of dating, knowing somebody for 3 years, 5 years, you know, blocking each other, fighting each other, doing all these things before finally you get married. There are times that he will just break the protocols of that season and whatever, and just give you the end product of whatever he wants to give to you.
Yeah.
And you see, it is high time we understand the timing and the seasons of God. Where we have reached as a church, we need to start looking at God in the second dimension.
Yeah.
Where he will provide bread. And that's the controversy in the church today. Because you see a lot of people preaching against people who just surface, in quotes. Where from you? Where did you study? Who trained you? How did you suffer? Show us the evidences of your suffering. Show us your scars. But sometimes, ladies and gentlemen,
God
can just pick you up like that and suspend the rules. He is God. You see? And most of us don't really know the aspect of God. But this morning, I want to introduce the instant, quick manifestation of God's power.
Mm.
He's the God that can do something in a minute. He can do something in a moment. You see, we are inclined to believe in God for things, but looking at this from a far distance.
Mm.
We have 5 months to go. What are you believing God for?
Wow.
We have so many things on our drawing table or our vision charts.
Mm.
And most of them are not checked yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go by the process, seed time, you may never get it.
Mm.
Tell me, how can you get pregnant at this time and give birth?
Mm.
But I can tell you, you can wake up one of these days and realize you are 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
I have seen such a thing in my ministry where a lady woke up and realized that she was almost 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
For almost 7 months, she didn't know that she was pregnant. For almost 7 months, God cut off all the processes and gave her only 2 months. Yes. And you see, if you're listening to me, you begin to psych up your mind for things like that.
These things don't make sense. Yes, but God does
to,
that.
Begin to psych up your mind. Begin to psych up your mind. Because for you to have bread, it means that you have to now sow a seed, wheat, harvest it, you know, process it, and get a dough and bake it before you have bread. But God says that I'm going to spare you all those processes and give it to you in the finished product. Yes. And that is what he's going to be doing. Prophetically, I believe God is going to do it. You don't have to save to get a car. You don't have to go through all the hassle of doing all these works before you get the car key or you get the house key. God can do it in an instant. In the name of Jesus, I declare over somebody this morning that the instant miracles of God are coming over your life.
Amen.
By the power of the living God, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
See, when the Bible talks about seed to the sower, it's talking about people who have the ability to go through the processes based on the dealings of God per time in their destiny. In other words, if God has given you, you know, 60 years to live on this earth, right? And he has given you a number of things to do, and you are already 40 years, he told you build a church, a capacity of, let's say, 5,000. And you're already 45 years. You don't have a land for that. You don't have anything to prove that that thing is going to manifest. How do you start in your 40s? You already wasted so much time. And your lifespan is 60 years. So barely you have only 20 years to actualize that vision. What you need is not seed time and harvest time. What you need is the bread dimension of God's power. He gives seed to the sower and he gives bread to the eater. Where in a moment of time, you go to a park and suddenly people start coming. You don't even know where they are coming from. And as supernaturally God starts drawing people. Unlike somebody who has to go through the process of seed time and harvest, he has to start with two people, two members, and you go and do this and do that, and gradually over time before he'll get to that 5,000. But for you, in that same instant, in the next dimension, he gives to you instantly. You are listening to me right now. You are comparing yourself with people. And you know, sometimes when you hear how people started, you ask yourself, do I stand a chance? Because you are telling me you started this business 30 years ago. And how do I start to get to your level? God says that he has given that person seed time and he's going to give you the bread time. You see? And so these are two dimensions. And today, I want to emphasize it. That God can give you seed to sow. And it's the same God that can also give you bread to eat. He can give you seed to sow and bread to eat. Whichever dimension you find yourself, appreciate it. But I want to have the bread dimension. My because God. We don't have time.
Sure.
We don't have time to go through the processes. You see, Jesus healed two blind people, right? And I want to draw this same principle with these two blind people. Go with me, if you can, go with me to John chapter 9, the verse 6. Yes. It said, when he had thou spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eye of the blind man with clay. And he said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation sent. He went his way thereof and washed and came seeing. That is process.
Yes.
He gave him seed and he has to go somewhere and manifest the seed. So that healing was in the form of process. I touch you, but finish it yourself. By giving you a specific place, go to Siloam and go wash yourself. That is the only way you can have the finished product. But look at this. That same Jesus met another blind person. But this time around, no direction to go anywhere. I'll do it for you instantly. The first man, you have to go somewhere to have your healing done. But this one, you have it right on the spot. Mark 10, the verse 46. And it came to pass, and the day came to Jericho, I beg your pardon, as they went out of Jericho with his disciples, and they met blind Bartimaeus. And blah, 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 the verse 52. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. Immediately received his sight. Immediately he received his sight. So one person have to go wash his face to get his healing done. And the other person right on the spot. You see, so if these two people start fighting, what are they really fighting about? Because some people believe that you have to struggle to get certain things. And this is the conflict in the church today. They don't understand why the young men today who start ministry in 5 years, they are doing this, they are doing that, they are traveling, they are getting all the results. And 30 years in ministry, you've not seen any significant thing. Sometimes it is not about the person. It's the dispensation we find ourselves in. I believe we are in the bread dispensation. So it took you 30 years to get to where you are. But it will take me 3 years to get to where you are. You see,
and all of that is the will of God.
We don't have to fight. We don't have to fight. Jesus went to the colony, the pool of Bethesda. And in the colony, there were a lot of people over there waiting for the stirring of the water. And the protocol of the season is an angel has to come in and stir the water for somebody to be healed. That was the protocol. That was the laid down protocol. But a man was there 38 years. And Jesus said, you can't go through this protocol anymore. You have wasted so much time already. 38 years is somebody's lifespan. And you have wasted it waiting for one stirring of the water. And Jesus said, you know what? I give seed to the sower. And with God also that gives bread to the eater. At this point, you don't need seed. The stirring of the water, you need bread. I'll give you an instant miracle. And so he told him, pick up your bed and go
walk.
Without any process.
My God.
I pray for somebody in the name of Jesus. You are listening to me. And God is telling you one thing. And God is telling you that he can suspend the rules.
Yes.
He can stop the processes.
Yes.
He was able to stop the moon and the sun from moving. In the days of Joshua, he can stop it. He can stop it for you. You are listening to me and you are calculating your achievement, or you are calculating time in reference to what you have to achieve. Stop that calculation. Stop it. Because there's a rule that can go beyond that calculation. And that is the instant manifestations of God's power. Yes, he can do it. He can do it. I want to finish with this. Just give me 2 minutes. In Genesis 27, the verse 19 and 20, there's something very interesting over there that buttresses this same principle. There were these two brothers, Jacob and Esau. Look at what happened here. And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou bathed me. And arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. The first 20 is very critical. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly? How is it so that you have found it so quickly? How is it that you have found it so quickly? Underline that word. Quickly. The man who couldn't find it quickly missed the results, missed the blessings, missed the miracle, missed the inheritance. But the man that brought it quickly received the blessing. And look at his answer. Look at the answer. And he said, Jacob said to his father Isaac, and he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me.
That's perfect.
So one man was waiting for his strength to go kill an animal. Another man said, God brought it to me. All of them correct. I can get a car by working for it. I can also get a car by a God gift. Bringing it to me. Which one do you want? This 5 months ahead. Do you want the Jacob kind of miracle or you want the Esau kind of miracle? He said he gave seed to the sower and he gave bread to the eater. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how this message will sink in your spirit, but I believe you are in that dispensation where God is going to bring us some things.
Thank you, Lord.
Esau represents the seed people.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Jacob represents the bread people.
Thank
they are
you,
all
Jesus.
Going to arrive at the same point, but one will suffer. The other one will have it on
it's
a silver
true.
Platter. I pray for somebody listening to me right now. God just drop a word of knowledge into my spirit. Somebody, you are looking for a child. And looks like your age is not an advantage anymore. And you are asking God, how can this be? How can I go through the processes again to give birth? The Lord said he will give it to you. He will give you triplets. He's going to do it in an instant manner. Man of God, you are a man of God. And I see a lot of works that you have done. And I'm sure you are hearing all these debates between the past, between the teachers and the prophets.
And the prophets.
You see, and today let me just settle that controversy. It's simple. Teachers believe in precepts.
Yeah.
You know, they believe things must be in an orderly way.
Yeah.
You see, you need to count one, then you go to two, and you go to three, and you go to four. That's the teaching ministry for you. Precept after precept.
Line upon line.
Line upon line. But the prophetic ministry doesn't go according to sequence. God can pick you from here as a prophet and shoot you at the level that a teacher may not necessarily understand. That is the conflict. So a teacher believes in God giving you seed for you to plant before you give a harvest. But the prophet believes that thou seest the Lord tomorrow by this time I can get a harvest. That's the conflict. That's the main conflict between the teachers and the prophets.
The prophets.
You see, because Elijah will say tomorrow by this time and it's happening. You see, by a teacher who also say, okay, these are principles to lay down. Put
before
this together,
the harvest comes.
Before the harvest. God can give you principles. He can also give you provision.
Provisions. Powerful.
Yes. God richly bless you.
Powerful.
God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Right. I believe strongly that you've been ministered to and you've caught the revelation. I have bought into this revelation and I know that the remaining months of the year, you see the spectacular happen in your life by the hand of God. The same God who is a God of process is also that same God who is the God of instant results. And so be open to the move of God in any form. And this season, as the man of God has declared, is a season where you experience the bread to the eater. 5:30 right here on Joy Timing His Presence. We'll take a brief break and